We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Pete's, that's right, Chickies and Pete's. They want to know if maybe you want to join one of the greatest teams in the area, Chickies and Pete's, looking for new team members. You can apply at chickiesandpete's.com. The Eagles made a signing today to shore up their defensive line. And to talk about it is our Eagles reporter and a big part of the Go Birds podcast, Mr. Elliot Shore Parks, ESP. What's up, brother?
Man, hearing Chickies and Pete's has me excited for thinking about players' lounges from last year. So it's exciting. Football's getting closer.
Getting closer. Vinny Curry, I read a one-year, $2 million contract. He maybe turned more money down from the Cleveland Browns. Give us the latest and what you've heard, Elliot.
Yeah, so this probably shouldn't be that surprising that he brought Vinny Curry back. Howie's always had a soft spot for Vinny. Vinny played at a high level last year. He had 5 sacks, 1.5 more than Fletcher Cox had. Not that he played better than Fletcher, but just to put into perspective how good he was. And the Eagles, frankly, had a need at defensive end. I'm not sure if I love the signing, but for 1 year, $2 million, the Eagles' defensive end position is definitely better because of it.
Yeah, is it safe to say there will be no Jadeveon Clowney signing?
Yeah, I think that's been safe to say for a while.
Now it's officially over.
Yeah, well, some people were still holding out hope, so you know.
Yeah. I mean, look, I understand why fans are hopeful, right? I mean, Jadeveon would also make this defensive end group better. Now, he's probably going to cost more than 1 year, $2 million, and
right.
The Eagles have a tough salary cap situation going forward. But the thing I don't like about the Vinny signing, and this wouldn't partake so much with the Jadeveon, but by bringing in Vinny, you're now almost guaranteed you're not keeping – any of those young defensive ends, whether that's Sharif Miller, Casey Tuhill, or Joe Osman. So, you know, all offseason, Howie's kind of talked about wanting to play younger players, not re-signing older guys. Well, Jason Peters is 38, Vinny Curry is 32, so he has still kind of fallen back into bringing in those older players.
Interesting.
All right, Doug hasn't been at practice. We know that, tested positive. Any indication or idea of how long he will be out, and how is everything going so far?
Mm-hmm. So to return, he has to either test negative 2 times within 5 days. We know that his last test was at least last Monday. So in theory, he could have been back today, but he's not yet. So if he doesn't return by tomorrow, I would say you're probably looking at Monday or Tuesday, because at that point you have to wait 10 days. So he's still not back. We talked to Zach Ertz today. He said Deuce has been doing a great job when he's had to step in. He said Deuce is one of the biggest and best motivators he's ever been around. So not having Doug there is not ideal, obviously, but for it to happen right now, I think that Deuce is able to step in and take over what Doug would have been doing.
The best you can explain for us, Elliot, what are they doing right now? Like, so what's the so what are they doing as a team right now?
Yeah. So this was the first week where they were able to really kind of get on the field. Now, they're not wearing shells. They're not wearing helmets. In fact, only certain players can touch the ball. Like, only the quarterbacks, special teams players, and receivers are able to touch the ball. But what they are able to do is they're able to have walkthroughs. They're able to have hour-long walkthroughs where they can, you know, as you know, obviously, like from being in the league, but they can go over plays. You can kind of take what you're learning in the classroom, put it down on the field. Now, it's not full speed, so you're not completely getting what you would in normal practice. But at least having walkthroughs, I think, is a big step forward from last week when they were really just getting tested for COVID and were able to lift.
Mm-hmm. So just slowly easing into this thing. Because, I mean, we talk about them being able, I guess, to hit, what, on the 18th would be the earliest they are able to do that?
I think it's the 17th is 17th? The earliest they're able to hit. And then I believe on the 12th is when they can put on helmets and shells. So you can probably have more of a
next week.
Walkthrough at that point.
Yeah, next week, basically. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Well, their first game's in 37 days. So, you know, sooner or later, you got to put the helmet on and start getting to work.
They better start.
Yeah, sooner or later, we got to start trying to get ready for a damn game around here.
Yeah, and I think Doug is going to have an intense training camp when it starts. I think Doug is really good at taking care of his players, so I don't think he'll push them too far. But I do think you'll see more hitting than you have in past years. I think you'll see more intense 11-on-11 drills than you have in the past. So, I think they're set to get around 14 padded practices before they go against Washington. So they'll get some work in, just obviously not as much as normal.
Yeah, I like it. You got to reset the culture, man. I mean, they still got some of this Super Bowl remnants hanging around with some of these players that they kind of feel like, okay, we'll be able to turn it on. No, we got to reset the culture. You got new players in here. Doug needs to establish a more firm culture with this new group of guys as they go into this next window of Eagles football. So have a little bit of Andy Reid-style training camp going on. I like it. Be a little more physical this summer.
Yeah, and the two things I'll say off of that, Zach Ertz said today that this is the best he's felt physically going into a season. I'd imagine a lot of players feel that way after quarantining for
right.
4 months, right? So physically, they're ready to go. But you mentioned the team feeling that they can turn it on. You've kind of seen that the past two seasons. They started off slow each of the last 2 years, and they've had to play catch-up. So I do think having an intense training camp, getting them ready for week one, they have a schedule that I think they could get off to a hot start. So you have to come ready to play and not get off to a slow start like normal.
Elliot Short Parks. Elliot, you mentioned Zach Ertz spoke. I know one of the things he talked about was his impending contract situation. He was not, he was not extended by the Eagles. Do you get the sense that it's just a matter of time before they extend the relationship? He was drafted here. Jeffrey Lurie, it's important to him that guys like Zach Ertz are maybe play their entire career there. What's your sense in the whole situation?
Yeah, I would be very surprised if Zach ever suits up for another team besides the Eagles. We've seen the Eagles show loyalty. Zach is going to be a Hall of Famer in the organization and, frankly, an NFL Hall of Famer. So I would be surprised if there's not an extension at some point. I actually think that the COVID situation this offseason probably is the reason there has not been a deal. George Kittle in San Francisco and Travis Kelce in Kansas City, they're going to reset the market as tight ends. When they get paid, they're going to get paid like number one receivers. That's the type of money Zach Ertz is looking for. I mean, he's been their number one receiver. I think he has 117 more targets than any other receiver on the team over the last 3 years. So I think he wants to get paid like that, and I think he deserves to get paid like that. If COVID hadn't happened, I think a deal might have been done. Now that they're in the season and there's money complications because of the loss of revenue, maybe you don't see it until the end of next year or the end of the season, but I believe he will get paid at one point.
There he is, Elliot Short Parks. Check out the Go Birds podcast. How many times a week are you doing stuff, Elliot?
We got him like 2-3 times a week at this point, and I'm back on the air tomorrow from 1-3 for the first time since March, I think. So
okay.
I'm excited to get back in the studio. Yeah, okay.
Elliot Short Parks, 1-3 tomorrow, Mikey.
1-3, okay.
Yeah. Go Birds Radio.
The LGB community has been dominating their waves for so long. They figured it was time to, let me and James get in there. So, 1-3 tomorrow. I'm excited.
We're going to have Hank from Germantown call you. We just had Hank. He's one of the old school Eagles fans that, certainly didn't have a lot of Eagles wins growing up. And I think he forgot that they won a Super Bowl in 2017. But he'll call on tomorrow for you, all right?
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of Carson people ready to call in, but I'm excited for it.
All right, check it out tomorrow.
No.
1 o'clock. All right, Elliot.
All right, bro.
Yeah, there he is, ESP.
ESP.
Hank was, and I saw a lot of reaction on my text board and on Twitter about Hank. Hank is that, I love that Eagles fan, because that's the guy that grew up with. They'll talk about the bad teams in the 70s.
Sonny Jurgensen.
Yeah. What? No, who did he bring up, though?
Norm Snead, right?
Norm Snead, yeah. Sonny Jurgensen. That's awesome. I love Hank. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get back to the phones, and let's get back to the phones with Ben Simmons. Do you actually think that the Sixers can do more without Ben Simmons? Short term, in this playoff run right here, maybe they can put together a little streak without Ben Simmons. Ike says, you're an idiot. Absolutely not. And I say, sure. Why not? And also, the fans, the Fandemic crew that was down last night at Citizens Bank Park that had the Yankees bitching and complaining about they were making too much noise and everything else. A proud moment to be a Philadelphian, for sure. So we're asking you to give us a moment that made you proud to be a Philadelphian. Len from Swedesboro on the text line gives a good one. He says the NFL draft when it was in Philly. Oh, yeah. It was awesome.
The loudest Eagles chant I've ever heard in my life.
It was the start of the non-Radio City Music Hall type draft, and Philly did it better than Philly did it amazing right from the start. It was an amazing event. It really was.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Definitely proud to be a Philly.
Went off without any hiccups, no issues. Good weekend.
Besides trying to get down there.
Yeah. For us.
Yeah.
Sure. Back to the phones. Let's go to Bill in Wilmington. Hi, Bill.
Guys, how you doing?
Hi, Bill.
What's up, Bill?
Ike, I don't know if you remember me. I used to call you and Michael. I work loss prevention for ShopRite.
Yes.
And I told you guys you were shoplifting, you were taking samples.
Is Ike stealing?
Remember that?
Yeah, we probably were over there taking samples.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
Yeah, you got to blame my mom for that. Yeah, because remember,
you got mad at me because I called your mom a shoplifter. And it actually had a word. It's called grazing.
What's it called? Brazing?
Grazing.
Grazing. Yes. You know, when you pick up like the grapes, when you go around tasting food.
Yeah, if you keep standing there eating, that's called grazing.
So would you look out for people like Ike that would just go around sampling stuff, sip iced tea, put it back in the fridge?
Take a couple, but you have to go over and say something.
Right.
Got you.
When I grab a whole vine of grapes, yeah, you're like, hold on, dude. Yeah, that's not one or two grapes. That's a whole vine.
Especially nowadays. Could you imagine that? Eating a couple and throwing them back.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, you can't do that nowadays. No.
I know. Anyway, I called about Simmons, but I heard somebody talking about taking Noah out, and it brought back shocking memories of...
Of Gabe?
Yes. And I was definitely a Gabe hater. And I am really a Joe lover. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
So when he did that, oh, my Lord.
You didn't like it?
I thought I was going to have a heart attack. Well, I mean, you know, I'm giving him the benefit of doubt, which I never gave Gabe.
Right.
I used to call Gabe Crappler.
I see what you did there. Yeah.
That was the name.
Well, I mean, I was listening last night to the broadcast, and I know L.A. disagreed with Joe Girardi not using Hector Neris in both games, and that's a former major league reliever for a long time. So that opinion means something. You're always not going to, you're going to have people that disagree with you when you're a baseball manager. You make moves, and we will second-guess that move, especially if you lose. But at least it's a guy that you feel like has built up or has the resume to where you have to respect it. With Gabe, you didn't really have that.
Yeah, but he only threw one pitch in the first game. One pitch.
I know.
He couldn't come in the seventh inning, second game.
He said before the game that he wasn't going to pitch him in both, but, I mean, looking back at it, he probably could have come in and pitched. Bill, did you have a moment that you were proud to be a Philadelphian?
I got two of them, but let me give you this one.
Right.
In 2017, my sons and I went to Giant Stadium, mm-hmm. and we were amongst a crowd that made so much noise when the Giants were on the five-yard line that Eli had to call timeout.
Nice.
Remember that?
I do not, but I believe it.
I remember that.
Do you?
Yeah, because I remember it was like a late in season game, and remember Eli was complaining about how he couldn't hear himself at his own home stadium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the Eagles fans.
Yep.
Nice.
It's always the Eagles fans, man.
Right, but it's like out in San Diego out of Los Angeles.
Yes.
When they had to have a silent count.
Against the Chargers
coming in. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a cool one, too.
Yep.
I got another one. Personally, for us, Ike, I was proud to be a Philadelphian up in Minneapolis at the Mall of America when Philadelphia took over that mall.
Yep.
And the Radio Row. And everybody around's looking at us being like, what is going on here?
Oh, when we trolled Emmitt Smith. Dallas sucks.
Oh, he was so mad.
I might have to put that at the top. It's been so many moments, man. That one, yeah, for me personally, may have to be at the top of the list. That's probably in the top five for sure.
Trolling Emmitt Smith on the weekend.
Dallas sucks! Dallas sucks! Dallas sucks!
Who's yelling what?
Me!
I know.
Well, and the best
whatever part, happened, Ike Reese?
And the best part is that security came over and told me to stop it, to stop inciting the crowd to do that.
Of course, they were worried with what we were going to do.
And you said, yeah, right.
Yeah, right, exactly. You try stopping these guys.
They tried, remember, they tried tossing people from the mall, saying, and then the question was, why are you removing us? You
it
have
was
a radio
Eagles
row
fans.
Here.
Yes.
And then they left them alone. Yeah.
Man, we would have tore that mall down, man.
Christian Fourier, who is works for our sister station WEEI, he was going back and forth with the fans too.
Yep,
we had that on video as well.
Oh yeah, listen, New England people and Dallas fans, yeah, we took no prisoners. We basically ran all the Minnesotans out of the mall.
Yeah,
they didn't even want to come to the mall that week.
That poor reporter thought that. Remember the reporter was asking me some question and I jumped down her throat. Because she wanted to write a piece about how, like, oh, it was such a great week to be here and Minneapolis is great. I thought she was trying to fight with me about the treatment of the Minnesota Viking fans the previous week.
Right.
And man, was I ready to fight with her. And I saw her face and I'm like, oh, God, what have I done? This poor lady just wanted a couple quotes for her story.
You went all Philly guy on her.
I did. Yeah. I did. Poor lady. She's like, oh, I wasn't trying to talk about that. I'm like, oh, all right. Yeah, it's been
great.
Way
to go, man.
Oh, dude, I was so aggressive. I mean,
did you think you could play on Sunday?
No, I was so sick of hearing from these whiny Viking fans.
Right.
Like, meh, they were mean to us. Like, yeah. Duh, we were mean to you.
You threw my hat in the toilet.
Yeah, we were coming off of that. No, and remember, the Uber drivers were threatening not to drive Eagles fans.
Yep.
That was the whole thing. We went up there, you know, feeling like we were in for a fight just from Minnesota.
Yeah, I mean, just imagine if we were hosting the Super Bowl and lost the NFC Championship.
We'd be friendly.
Oh, yeah, sure.
We'd welcome everyone with open arms.
Can you imagine how disgusting we would be?
We're never getting the Super Bowl here, huh? It's too cold.
They learned from the Giants. The Giants.
I thought that went off well.
It was freezing.
It's good football weather.
Not for the Super Bowl.
Put a dome on, you still may not get it, you know?
I kind of liked it. Oh, well.
215-592-9494.
They saw Peyton Manning get torched in that Super Bowl, and they said, we're never
again.
Yeah,
we can't have that.
Oh, that was a bad game. It was a bad game.
It was over 30 seconds
in.
Yeah,
it was the blowout, yeah.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Coming up, the Flyers montage from their big win yesterday, and then we'll get back into this. And listen, you know, we're not necessarily great at talking hockey, Ike, but it doesn't mean Flyers fans can't call in and kind of puff out their chest and say, yeah, they have that feeling. Flyers have Jack, you said this earlier. There's some type of a feel with how the Flyers are playing right now.
It's kind of like with the 2017 Eagles in the middle of the season.
Right? Nothing like it.
Well, when a team starts rolling, yeah.
Yeah, you just feel like it's like there's something special going on here.
Philly guys, we get it. No. And I know that maybe Cincinnati don't know where the gut is.
Oh, we're going that route? We're going that route.
But the feeling that you got into.
He just kicked me out of Philly.
You're out?
Yes.
Well, just because you can't see something special right in front of you?
What? I didn't say that.
215-592-9494. And make the case that the Sixers are better off with Ben Simmons not playing. Because I think that they could be. They certainly could be. Why not? They're going to lose in the first round anyway. Now they actually have a chance, I agree. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. Back with your phone calls next.
Hey, sports are finally back, and I've been taking in all the action on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Pardon me, ladies and gentlemen, for my week in the NBA with my odds I put out there and the bets I told you to take on. But I'm bouncing back this weekend because I'm betting heavy on the PGA Championship. Put me a few shekels down on El Tigre, Tiger. He has to make the cut first after today, and then I'll be placing even more money down because once he makes the cut, I'm all in for Sunday, final round, Tiger on the leaderboard. You need to get in on that too. PGA Championship, man. What a time. What a time to be a sports fan. And FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook app, and here's why. The app is super easy to use. Now, whether you're a seasoned bettor or you're new to wagering, you'll find what you're looking for in just a few taps. And once you win, FanDuel pays you out in as little as 24 hours. The best of all, FanDuel Sportsbook will let you place your first bet risk-free. Just place any bet you want and get up to $500 back if you don't win. Just type in FanDuel.com/Ike to get started so they know that I sent you. Again, that's FanDuel.com/Ike.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.